Hannah, what's been happening in the world of science in your neck of the woods?
Well, there's been a fantastic study published in the journal Neuron. So using certain computer games, it turns out, can improve the symptoms of schizophrenia and produce long-lasting benefits for patients. So schizophrenia affects 1% of the population, and people with the condition develop hallucinations, so hearing sounds and voices that aren't really there, and seeing things that don't exist in reality. They also develop delusions, which are false ideas, to help them to come to terms with these strange experiences. And together, these effects can destroy a person's quality of life and their relationships with others. But now a team at the University of California, San Francisco, led by Karuna Subraniam, have found that using specially written computer games that rely heavily on memory and also require players to intensively process auditory and visual information, including interpreting facial expressions, can produce significant improvements in the player's symptoms. The researchers compared a group of 31 schizophrenics and 16 healthy control individuals over a 16-week period. After a baseline brain scan of all the individuals, the schizophrenics were split randomly into two roughly equal groups, one of which played commercial computer games and the other spent the same amount of time, 80 hours, using the brain training software built by the researchers. And at the end of the study, the participants were reassessed using a range of behavioural and scanning-based methods. Compared with the individuals who played the commercial computer games, those that received the brain training treatment showed a significant improvement in their accuracy of information recall. This was mirrored by improved social functioning and an increase in activity in a brain region called the medial prefrontal cortex, which is concerned with planning and decision making. I spoke to the study co-author, Sofia Vinogradov, about the implications of their findings.
These data raise the exciting likelihood that the neural impairments in schizophrenia and undoubtedly other neuropsychiatric illnesses are not immutably fixed, but instead may be amenable to well-designed behavioral interventions that target specific restoration of neural system functioning. These findings may have far-reaching implications for helping to improve the quality of life for patients suffering from neuropsychiatric illness, not just from schizophrenia, but also other disorders characterized by impaired neural system functioning, such as autism and obsessive-compulsive disorder.
Sofia Vinogradov, who published that study this week in the journal Neuron.
Gosh, what an amazing story. Software for schizophrenia.